the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Those are details that are important for us to keep in mind when reflecting on today's gospel, because essentially what was being conveyed is that this woman had nothing left after her son's death. Everything else had been taken from her. Jesus had pity on her because she saw literally that she was thinking to herself, what do I have left in this life after my son has been taken? And there are moments when sometimes people will feel that, when they've experienced a great loss, a great pain, what do I have left here in this life? And there's a way that even though we might be physically alive still, almost emotionally or spiritually, sometimes we can start to feel deadened inside. Jesus doesn't just raise the young man in this gospel. He also brings this mother back to life as well. There's a double raising that happens in this gospel message because she was essentially emotionally, almost spiritually experiencing that death after having so many periods of loss. And God desires to help bring us back to life when we start to feel that way. Because again, sometimes we start to feel emotionally deadened, or sometimes we start to feel spiritually deadened in our lives. And it's a good prayer to reflect on this particular gospel in particular in those moments, and to say, Lord, I ask you to help bring me new life in that place where I'm starting to feel that sense of feeling dead inside. Bring new life in that. Or sometimes in other areas of our life, there can sometimes be something that we once really enjoyed, whether it be a hobby, whether it be an area of studies, etc., but it just seems like it doesn't have the same interest to us, that it doesn't seem to have that same life. We're not as excited about it as we used to be. That also is a good prayer. God, I ask you to bring new life, breathe new life back into that interest, that hobby, that area of study that I used to enjoy. So there are many ways of our lives that we can experience this, and God desires to bring new life when we say, God, I ask you to resurrect, to bring new life out of this place of loss, out of this place of death.